For example, what did Joseph endure from his mistress compared to what she endured from her malevolent desires? Joseph certainly did not do the things she tried to impose on him, but she did everything that her mistress commanded, which is her unchaste spirit. This spirit did not cease until it exposed her to shame. What kind of master would command such things? What kind of brutal tyrant? Beg your servant, that's the command. Woo the individual you've purchased, implore the prisoner. Even if he rejects you in disgust, continue to besiege him. Even if you frequently talk to him and he doesn't consent, lie in wait for a moment when he is alone and force him and become a subject of mockery. What could be more dishonorable or more shameful than these words? And if even these methods yield no success, then falsely accuse him and deceive your husband. Notice how shameful and cruel these commands are, how merciless and savage and frenetic. What command does a master ever place upon his servant, like those that her lust then imposed upon that regal woman? And still she dared not resist. But Joseph didn't experience anything of this sort, only things that brought him glory and honor.